Well, the Algerian government is building a giant mosque on the country's northern coast. When it's completed, the Great Mosque of Algiers will be the biggest in Africa and the third largest in the world, one of several big construction projects that are meant to symbolize Algiers' rebirth after a decade of conflict. But with tensions on the continent, not everyone is convinced it's a good thing. The BBC's Aidan Lewis reports.
I'm looking out over the Bay of Algiers, and in front of me is a huge construction site full of cranes and a forest of scaffolding. It doesn't look like much now, but in a couple of years, all being well, this is going to be the third biggest mosque in the world, with a minaret of over 260 metres high and enough space for 120,000 worshippers. Wada Youssef Khodja from the Ministry of Housing and Urban Planning is showing me around. She calls this undertaking the project of the century.
This project will be splendid. It will be very, very beautiful. The mosque will overlook the Mediterranean. It's connected to the beach by two walkways and two bridges with scenic views. And on the side of the sea, it will be extended with a marina. So it will be reachable by bus, by car, by tram, and even by boat.
This is obviously a flagship project for Algeria's government, but Munia and Mohamed live near the site. They can see the workers building the mosque, who are mainly Chinese rather than Algerian, and they think the money, $1.2 billion of it at current estimates, could be better spent.
So
he says, I'm against this mosque?
Il ne fallait pas construire en Algérie. On a trop de mosquées. La surface est très grande.
He's saying it shouldn't have been built in Algeria. We've got enough mosques as it is. The area it's built on is too big.
On a besoin de bâtiments pour habiter, pas besoin de mosquées. C'est bon deuxième pour travailler les jeunes.
We need buildings to house people. We need work. We don't need this mosque.
I am not happy because to spend them in the mosque is not good. But I think university of hospitals or other, yes, is good.
And so you think the mosque is a waste? They could spend the money on hospitals, schools?
Yes, 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 yes.
This time of suffering will pass. Even if for now violence is raging, Algeria will recover. This is a song from the early 1990s by Algerian musician Lounes Mahtoub. At the time, Algeria was plunging into a brutal Islamist insurgency in which Mahtoub would himself be killed. President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's 15 years in power have brought peace and oil-fueled prosperity. But for critics, the Great Mosque of Algiers represents the latest failure to invest the oil windfall productively, and a sop to Islamists who've never been granted full political freedom. Amira Bourawi is an opposition activist who believes President Bouteflika is only worried about his own legacy.
If he had already built hospitals, theatres, if there had been a swimming pool and a library in every district to attract children to places other than the mosque, if he had done that, then why not the mosque? But it's not the case. The idea is to invest in the mosque that will house his remains. He's a narcissist, and it's another way to keep the Islamists quiet and butter them up.
Back at the building site, Wada Youssef Khodja from the Ministry of Housing and Urban Planning is hopeful that the building will benefit Algeria and its people as a whole.
We can see the Quranic school, a higher school for religious students, and you can see here the library and the museum. This monument will be a symbol of the current revolution, the revolution of the development of Algeria in the 21st century.
Vanity project it may be, but the mosque is also part of an effort to forge a national loyal form of Islam so that Algeria can put the radicalization of the 1990s behind it and allow the state to harness religion, a powerful force in an almost uniformly Sunni Muslim country.
The BBC's Aidan Lewis.